might have to tolerate some of the other things that aren't nearly as absolutely critical as those are.
Now, what if your pastor affirms all of those things, at least gives lip service to them, but she's a woman who believes?
Well, that isn't even there's no discussion there, because the Bible couldn't be more clear on that. I permit not a woman to teach or take authority over a man. That's end of case. Look, there are 66 books, but you know this, don't you, Phil?
I do.
Look, 66 books written in the Bible. How many of them were written by a woman? None. Esther wasn't written by a woman, neither was Ruth. 12 apostles, none of them was a woman. There's no woman in the Old Testament who had an ongoing prophetic ministry. No apostle was a woman. No close follower of an apostle was a woman. The 70 weren't women. No elder can be a woman, because an elder has to be a one-woman man and the head of his own household. I mean, it's an open and shut case.
So in your view, that's a serious enough debate?
That is a very serious... Yeah, because there's no pastor there.
All right.
This is a false pastor.
Now, not to press, but I have a similar...
You know, there's water here. I can get rid of you.